Well, in Oregon, cattle rancher Ted Birdseye has had some bad luck with wolves. The country's most famous wolf, called OR7, and his rogue pack live in the hills above Birdseye's ranch. Over the past couple of years, the wolves have killed 8 of his cows and 2 of his dogs, and there hasn't been much that Birdseye could do about it until now. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Jess Burns reports.
The piercing clang of metal on metal rings out across Milmar Ranch, 275 acres of flat pasture about 3,000 feet up in Oregon's southern Cascade Mountains.
I thought you said you were going to be done, Doug.
We're getting closer.
On this clear afternoon, rancher Ted Birdseye is in a good mood, greeting contractor Doug Carpenter. After months of waiting, his wolf fence is finally going in.
We're going to try it out and see if we can make it work. Hopefully all the critters will stay on the right side of the fence.
Right. Especially the wolves.
Especially the wolves, he says. Ranchers build fences all the time, but this one is different. It's only 5 feet high, but stout, with metal posts and 8 strands of wire. Half of them will be electrified or hot. But even if the power sometimes fails, Birdseye has confidence it will keep the wolves away.
Now, I just can't imagine that they would check the fence every day and go, "Hey, boys, it's not hot today. Come on in."
The fence will run 3 miles around Birdseye's entire ranch.
So this is a pretty big experiment.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist John Stevenson has spent many nights sleeping in his truck out here trying to keep the wolves away. He designed the fence based on what ranchers in Montana have done to keep out predators.
We want to do all that we can to have it work so we can keep the rogue pack out of trouble.
The past couple winters, the gray wolves of the rogue pack have treated Birdseye's ranch as a buffet. They've killed his cows and dogs. They've made him dread the night.
When those wolves had come in, you jump up and you go, "Was that a wolf I heard? What are the dogs barking about?" You open the door and sure enough, "Ow!"
Gray wolves in this part of Oregon are federally listed as endangered, and it's illegal to kill them.
If I was where I could shoot wolves, I probably would have done that already.
But Birdseye says he's been curious about the animals ever since he was young, and killing a wolf here
didn't feel quite right. And, you know, I'd had quite a lot of contact with John already, and I've appreciated everything he has done, and I'm going, "Well, that'd be kind of a, you know, slap in the face."
Ted's put up with a lot here. You know, I know he's gotten pretty frustrated, and understandably, but he's willing to try just about anything, and that's what it takes. You know, you got to keep trying new things.
Fish and Wildlife's John Stevenson hasn't been the only person helping solve Birdseye's wolf problem. The rancher has welcomed any help he can get. School groups, volunteers, federal employees, and environmental groups have already chipped in. Most of the time, help has come in the form of labor or equipment loans. But for this new wolf barrier...
Well, it's clear at the top end is our next post to pounce.
It's come in the form of cold, hard cash. A 3-mile-long fence isn't cheap, and this one will cost more than $40,000. The funding is coming from a mix of federal grants, Oregon's Wolf Compensation Fund, and the environmentalists ranchers like Birdseye often feel at odds with on the wolf issue. Joseph Vail is with the Klamath Siskiyou Wildland Center.
You know, we have a lot of members and supporters and people that we could reach out to that want to see wolves recovered. Well, why don't we ask them to actually pitch in and put some skin in the game on that?
Vail organized a crowdfunding campaign that raised the final $6,000 for the fence project. Despite all the community help Birdseye has received along the way, some things he will have to endure alone. Like his cows, the wolf fence will need to be cared for.
As long as it's maintained, and that's my responsibility, I can't imagine that it won't work.
Ultimately, building a fence won't be a reasonable solution for every rancher. But Birdseye is seeing that building bridges can go a long way to solving a wolf problem. For Here and Now, I'm Jess Burns.